Last night, that's who I found in the dirty part of town. Lost, forgotten, with no place to go. Tormented with a bitter taste, outcast by the human race. A mask of torture was the face of Skid Row Joe. He walked up to where I stood on the street, said, "Pardon me, mister, now don't get me wrong, I don't want your money, though heaven knows I could use it. But you see, this is my home. You see the other bar down the street? That's my home too. I noticed you were staring at me a while ago. You recognized me, didn't you?" I said, "Yeah, Joe, I know who you are. You was one time a real famous singing star, one of my favorites." He said, "Well, I guess you heard they took my babies away from me." I said, "Yeah, Joe, I read about it in the papers." Then he turned his head away and I saw the tears falling in place. And he turned to me and he said, "You know, mister, this is the only place in the world that I'm not ashamed to show my face. But I'm going to quit. Yes, sir, I'm going to quit. And I'm going to shave and comb my hair and I'm going to get me a clean white shirt. Then I'm going to walk up to her door. When she answers, I'm going to stand up real proud and tall. Then I'm going to get down on my knees and I'll say, 'Sweetheart, if you'll take me back, I'll spend the rest of my life making it up to you for what I've done. I'm so ashamed of myself, this I want you to know.' Then I'm going to take my two little babies and I'm going to hold them so close to me, I ain't going to ever let them go." I guess I should have told you then that she'd already be married again. But after hearing what he'd said to me, there wasn't no way I could add to his misery. So I said, "Good luck and my very best to you, Skid."